Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to look at the benefits you can claim through the Transport Accident Commission, or TAC, after a road accident in Victoria. Many Victorians walk away from a transport accident assuming they do not qualify for support, or believing the scheme is only for those with severe injuries. However, this is often not the case. A TAC claim can provide critical assistance for medical treatment, rehabilitation, lost income, daily tasks, and returning to work. Delaying your rehabilitation can make recovery much more difficult, leaving you to handle complex decisions and mounting costs without proper support. Today, we will explore exactly what you can claim, how eligibility works, and how to access the services you need to rebuild your life. Let us begin by looking at what the TAC actually is and who is covered. The Transport Accident Commission is a Victorian government-owned organisation that manages injury claims arising from transport accidents. It can support eligible drivers, passengers, motorcyclists, cyclists, pedestrians, and public transport users. One of the most important aspects to understand is that the TAC operates as a no-fault scheme. This means that even if you caused or contributed to the accident, you may still be eligible for support. Fault does not automatically disqualify you from claiming, which is a common misconception that prevents many people from seeking the help they deserve. The primary focus of eligibility is simply whether a transport accident occurred and whether it caused your physical or psychological injury. This coverage extends to drivers, passengers, motorcyclists, and also to cyclists and pedestrians if the accident involved a motor vehicle, motorcycle, bus, train, or tram. Passengers on public transport are also covered if their injury resulted from an eligible transport accident. If you are a non-Victorian resident, you may still be eligible for TAC support if you are injured in an accident within Victoria, regardless of whether the vehicle involved was registered locally or interstate. Similarly, Victorian residents injured in interstate accidents may be covered if the accident involved a Victorian registered vehicle. Because interstate eligibility depends heavily on the specific people, vehicles, and circumstances, it is always best to confirm your eligibility directly with the TAC. Now, let us turn to the time limits for lodging a claim, which depend on when the accident occurred and when your injury first became apparent. In most standard cases, you must lodge your TAC claim within 12 months of the accident, or from the date your injury first becomes apparent. If you miss this window, the TAC may still consider a late claim lodged between 1 and 3 years after the accident, provided there are reasonable grounds to explain the delay. If the injured person was under 18 at the time of the accident, and a parent or guardian did not make a claim on their behalf, they have until the day before their 21st birthday to lodge a claim. Generally, any claim made more than 3 years after the accident falls outside the standard period, and you would need specific advice to navigate that situation. Lodging your claim early is always the best approach, as it minimizes administrative delays and makes it much easier to gather accurate information while events are fresh. Once your claim is accepted, you might wonder what benefits you can actually claim. The range of support is often much broader than people expect, covering medical treatments, income support, rehabilitation, daily living assistance, return to work planning, and in some cases, lump sum payments. Let us break these down, starting with medical and treatment costs. The TAC covers reasonable expenses for a wide range of services. This includes hospital and emergency care, ambulance transport, GP and specialist appointments, surgery, scans, and prescribed medications. It also extends to allied health services such as physiotherapy, chiropractic care, psychology, counseling, occupational therapy, exercise physiology, and even approved travel to and from your appointments. For the first 90 days after your accident, you can often access many common treatments without needing prior approval from the TAC, provided the service is recommended by a qualified health professional and directly relates to your accident injury. However, if you require services after those first 90 days, or if you need treatments that fall outside the TAC's pre-approved list, you will need to seek formal approval. When it comes to out-of-pocket expenses, the medical excess is $0 for all accidents occurring on or after the 14th of February 2018. This means the TAC can start paying for your reasonable treatment costs as soon as your claim is accepted. For older accidents, an out-of-pocket medical excess may apply to treatments received outside a hospital. Specifically, for accidents occurring between the 1st of July 2017 and the 13th of February 2018, the medical excess is $651, with different rates applying to even earlier dates. This excess is waived if you or an immediate family member in the same accident were admitted to the hospital as an inpatient. Keep in mind that applications for medical expenses must generally be submitted within 3 years of the accident, and if you incur costs later on, you must submit them within 2 years of receiving the service. It is also important to note that the TAC pays for services based on their own schedule of rates. If your treatment provider charges more than this rate, you may have to pay the difference as a gap fee, so we highly recommend confirming all fees before your treatment begins. If you require ongoing treatment, the TAC will continue funding it as long as it supports your recovery and remains directly linked to your accident. They may review your progress or ask your provider to submit progress reports, especially if you have had a break in care lasting longer than 6 months. For many people, the most immediate worry after an accident is how they will cope financially if they cannot work. The TAC provides income support to help replace lost earnings, with payments generally being taxable during the first 18 months. There is usually a waiting period for the first 5 days of lost earnings, during which the TAC does not pay income support, though this waiting period can be waived in cases of acute financial hardship. If you are completely unable to work, the TAC will generally pay 80% of your gross pre-accident weekly earnings, up to a maximum limit of $1,730 per week for accidents occurring on or after the 1st of July 2026. If you are able to return to work but only on reduced hours, the TAC will typically pay 85% of the difference between what you earned before the accident and what you are earning now, subject to statutory limits. After 18 months, if your injuries continue to affect your capacity to earn, these payments transition from loss of earnings to loss of earning capacity payments, which are generally not taxable. If you have a severe, ongoing impairment assessed at over 50%, these earning capacity payments can continue beyond 3 years. To receive and maintain these payments, you must provide the TAC with a valid certificate of capacity from your doctor. This certificate details your injuries, how they impact your ability to work, and what duties you can safely perform. To avoid any interruptions to your payments, it is vital to submit an updated certificate before your current one expires. Oz Rehab can assist you in finding a medical professional to assess your work capacity and build a clear, structured recovery plan. Rehabilitation is another core benefit funded by the TAC. This support focuses on practical outcomes, helping you regain movement, rebuild your physical capacity, increase your daily independence, and prepare for a safe return to work. Approved services are paid directly to your provider by the TAC, and they can cover a variety of professional therapies. Physiotherapy helps restore strength and mobility. Occupational therapy makes daily activities easier and assesses your home environment. Psychology and counseling support your emotional and mental recovery. Speech pathology helps with communication or swallowing issues, while social work assists with family adjustments and accessing community services. Return to work support is also a key component, helping you and your employer design a safe duties plan. If you are medically stable, you may even be able to receive rehabilitation in the comfort of your own home as a short-term alternative to staying in the hospital. If you begin a home rehabilitation program within the first 90 days of your accident, the TAC can fund up to 8 weeks or $3,000 of support, whichever limit is reached first, without requiring prior approval, provided it is recommended by a healthcare professional. Beyond 90 days, or if you exceed these limits, prior approval is necessary. You always have the right to choose your own rehabilitation provider, though they must be registered with the TAC. We highly recommend discussing any potential gap fees before your first appointment. Research highlights that early rehabilitation is crucial. Both the Victorian Department of Health and the Australian Rehabilitation Providers Association stress that early intervention leads to much better recovery and return to work outcomes, preventing minor issues from turning into long-term physical or psychological barriers. Beyond clinical therapies, transport accidents can make everyday tasks incredibly difficult. To address this, the TAC can fund home and daily support services, provided they are recommended by a health professional and approved by the TAC. This can include home help for cleaning and household tasks, childcare assistance, and gardening help for outdoor chores you previously managed yourself. If your injuries have left you with mobility challenges, the TAC can also fund home and vehicle modifications to help you move around safely and independently. They can also assist with transport costs to help you travel to your medical and rehabilitation appointments. In cases where an accident causes a permanent physical or psychological impairment, you may also be eligible for a lump sum impairment benefit. For adults, this usually requires an assessment showing a permanent impairment rating of at least 11%. While not every claim involves a lump sum payment, missing out on this threshold does not affect your entitlement to ongoing medical treatment, income support, or rehabilitation. If you receive a decision from the TAC that you disagree with, such as a rejected claim or an unsatisfactory assessment, you do have options. You can request an informal review within 12 months of receiving the decision. It is important to note that requesting an informal review does not pause the separate 12-month time limit to apply to the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, or VCAT, for independent dispute resolution. If you have legal representation, your lawyer may also use the TAC's formal dispute resolution process to resolve the matter. A rejected claim is often simply the result of missing information, a misunderstanding about eligibility, or insufficient medical evidence, so reviewing your options with professional guidance is always a sensible step. It is also important to understand how the system works if your accident happened while you were working. A transport accident that occurs during work duties, such as driving between job sites, making deliveries, or traveling at your employer's request, is generally managed through work cover rather than the TAC. However, a standard commute between your home and your workplace is typically covered by the TAC, unless another compensation scheme applies. For work-related accidents, work cover will usually manage your no-fault benefits, but the TAC may still play a role in common law matters or if your work cover claim is rejected. Identifying the correct system early on prevents delays in getting your treatment and income support underway. This is where Oz Rehab can make a significant difference. As a TAC-approved rehabilitation provider, we work closely with injured individuals, medical professionals, employers, and insurers to keep your recovery structured and on track. We offer a comprehensive suite of services tailored to your needs. Our initial needs assessment identifies your immediate support and living requirements early on. We conduct functional capacity evaluations to assess your physical limits and guide your rehabilitation. Our team designs customized return to work plans based on your capacity and workplace needs. We perform activity or daily living assessments to recommend strategies, equipment, or domestic assistance that rebuild your independence. We also offer vehicle ergonomic assessments to address posture and driving comfort, along with structured driving rehabilitation programs to help you rebuild your confidence behind the wheel. Crucially, we coordinate all care, keeping communication clear and consistent between you, your doctor, your employer, and the TAC. Approved rehabilitation services are funded directly through your accepted TAC claim, meaning there is no separate payment required from you, though we always recommend checking if any provider gap fees apply. Early intervention is the key to preventing pain, restricted mobility, and uncertainty from taking over your life. Reclaiming your independence and preparing for a safe return to work starts with understanding your options. If you are ready to find out what support you may be entitled to, you can call AusRehab on 1-300-391-947, or reach out via email at office@ausrehab.com to speak with us today. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit AusRehab.com.